Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. Bad.
Two and a half years has been really difficult. I love to play, as you can tell. I put the All-Stars together 32 years ago, and you know, I was in a couple of bands before that. And you know, for me, that's what it's all about, is playing and having an audience. And you know, a long time ago, I mean, we'd play weddings, we'd play anywhere we could, just so we could play as a band. And it was really, you know, the first time anyone had to go through this. And so, you know, I've missed four tours, and I've really missed these guys. I love to play live, and I love to play with great musicians, and I got a crowd of them right here on stage with me.
We're all really glad we're doing it again.
Yeah.
You know, I think you got that message. It's what we do. I like to paint, and I started painting, and then I saw spin art. I thought, oh, yeah, let's try that. And I did a lot of spin art. And anyway, it just unfolded that some people said, well, you know, you can have your own art gallery on the internet. And I thought, how great is that? I can, you know, have this show and I can sell them also. I paid the carbon tax. It was just a great idea. And I'm walking around this, you know, it's not even there, it's a fantasy. Just on your computer, and I'm walking around looking at my paintings, and you can do the same. So to take that up a step, there are some of them for sale. So we've got them in there, and it's, you know, what we're doing. But you know, painting, making EPs, and going to the gym, that's how I survived 2.5 years. You know, it's not the easiest thing when we start up, because what's that chord, what's that key, what's that fill? We have to get back into it. But, you know, and then we have dinner, and then we go to bed, and then we get up the next morning, we come back down to the stage here. So it's not like we're driving 10 miles to, you know, where we can practice and then, you know, drive back to go to bed or whatever. So it's really, it's good being in the same vicinity as when we're rehearsing. And, I, you know, I tend to try and do that now every time we start. We, you know, we've got another tour ready for September and October, and we'll start the same way. We'll be living in the hotel and rehearsing on the stage, and we do a few gigs to get into it, and then we're on the road again. You know, people are saying, well, you know, what about retirement? Well, I'm a musician, I don't have to retire. You know, as long as I can pick up those sticks, I got a gig. You know, I may be playing the blues later, but that's how it is. I just love it. And I think you've heard everybody mention, it's just part of us, you know? We're players. I think, you know, a lot of kids, we all started, and, you know, and there's kids still starting today, but, you know, there are some of them who just carry on because they just want to play. You know, and the others didn't get a TV show and they get a job in a factory, whatever. I mean, I just came in reverse from a factory to this, and this is, I promise you, much better.
Thanks, everyone, for coming. Have a great day. Peace and love.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.